Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. We're so glad to be in here today, joined together. The weather's perfect, sun is shining, and the sun is shining in here too. So let's begin our prayer service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the daily word.
Zeal. My zeal for life carries me forward. I connect with the power of zeal within me and feel an influx of energy and enthusiasm. My zeal drives out apathy and boredom, filling me with passion and purpose. I use zeal to propel myself into new adventures with confidence and boldness. At the start of each day, I affirm enthusiasm for everything before me, even the more mundane parts of my life. I approach each task with gusto, knowing my attitude will make all the difference. My zeal inspires me spiritually. Far from the frenzy and charged activity of my outer life, I bring quiet zeal to my spiritual life. I stroke the fires of spiritual truth until they burn steadily within me, setting my mind and heart aglow with the light of God. Deuteronomy 6 and 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might."
Thank you, Sarah, for that daily word reading. I have an article here from the book Love, Healing, and Abundance. And the title of the article is Being Human and Divine. And it's by Linda Martella Winsett. So she begins by saying, rational human thinking can never fully grasp the truth of divine humanity. Spiritual practice such as meditation provides an opening to mystical experience. So here's a practice to start. Start with your awareness on the surface of your body, at the intersection of your skin and the atmosphere around you. At that intersection where physical sensations of temperature and pulse can be felt, think about the permeability of your skin, the largest organ in the human body. Recognize an invisible molecular exchange is always occurring, such that you are never separated from the air around you. Chemicals flow into and out from your body continuously. Imagine using an art eraser to smudge away the outline of your body so that the imagined border between you and the universe disappears. Envision yourself spilling out and mingling with the open space until there is no separate self. There is only the universe. This is oneness or non-dual reality. Granted, it's not as if we can do anything practical in a state of oneness in human terms without form or definition Oneness is pure thought. It might not be practical, but Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore taught that thoughts are things, which means a thought of oneness is a reality or an awareness that permeates collective consciousness. This state of realization may be infinitely more impactful than anything we can do humanly. So that's not to say human actions are valueless. In fact, drawing from an awareness of oneness in order to act in human consciousness, that's not to say human action is valueless. In fact, drawing from an awareness of oneness in order to act in human consciousness is where the mystery of the divine humanity bears fruit. And that bears fruit in our experience. We are 100% human, yes. We are 100% human. And yet, we are 100% divine. At the intersection of our humanity and divinity, we claim the power of God and use it to transform our human experience. This is what it means to be divine. Maybe it's challenging to accept our divine identity because of the cultural and religious norms suggesting that being human means being weak or unworthy. Maybe you're thinking about being divine would require saintliness or perfection. Or maybe it simply seems too big of an assignment. Who among us could wield the full power of God? Well, I have news for you. You never have to. In fact, you never could be all that God is. You only have to claim to be one quality of God, just one in any moment. In a moment of need for strength, you can claim divine strength and stand steady in the midst of shifting circumstances. In a moment of need for harmony, you can claim the harmonious power of divine love and think harmonious thoughts. In a moment of need for creativity, you claim and embody divine imagination. It's easier to claim, I am strength, I am love, I am imagination, than to say, I am God. And it's also easier to think and act according to these capacities. So let me give you from the typewritten notes of Charles Fillmore that he wrote back in 1923. He wrote that as the offspring of one universal spirit or God, you can rightfully declare, I am Christ. The full realization of your Christ identity comes as you demonstrate it. And as you begin your demonstration, wherever you are, you can take it in small bites. You can say, I am life. And you will get life. You can say, I am love. And you will get a manifestation of love larger than you ever had before. And you can say, I am strength and power and whatever it is you need in any given moment. You can be 100% human and 100% divine. You can because you are. So let's settle into this moment. Whatever the need is for you, affirm to yourself, I am. And whatever the need is, I am wisdom. Or I am light. Whatever it is, declare it right here, right now. You are not only a powerful being, you're a powerful spiritual being. Claim your divine birthright right here, right now. Breathing in and breathing out, letting your body relax into this moment, right here, right now. As you take that breath, I am. And as you release it, I am. Breathing in and breathing out, giving yourself permission to go deeper within on this inward journey. Coming to that point where you step over the threshold of your inner chamber and immediately you know I am. You feel the power and the presence. Your whole being is filled with light. The light of spirit, the Christ light. And in this moment of awareness, breathe normally, in and out, in and out, and relax in the quiet. As we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so pausing for a few moments to give thanks for the gifts that we received in the quiet. And we share these gifts with the universe by calling to mind one by one those with whom we'd love to place in the midst of us in this energy we have generated. If you like, you could speak their names aloud wherever you are, or just hold them in your heart. Do so right now. And we let these vibrations go out and reach and touch those that are seeking this afternoon, seeking peace, seeking the fullness of love, seeking to know who they really are. And we also flow out and embrace all persons on foreign land, letting them know we are one. And we surround the world leaders in love and healing light. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. As we come to the close of this prayer, we know our oneness with you, dear God. And we know that that power, that oneness empowers us to live a life in a state of peace, faith, wholeness, strength, and harmony. And we know we are here to be the light of the world. And through prayer, we see this as a possibility. And so we embrace all beings this afternoon, and we surround them in your protecting presence by reciting together the prayer protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. Go forth and create a wonderful, wonderful day.